Have you ever had to choose between paying the electricity bill or paying rent? Or scrimping at the grocery store so you can afford your mortgage payment for the month? The cost of living has reached the highest peak in decades and inflation has taken a bite out of every Canadian family's budget, with groceries jumping by 6.9% year-over-year in September and gas prices rising by 13.2% in the same time. Lettuce is making headlines this week with a supply shortage causing a spike in costs while other essentials, like milk, bread and eggs have surged over the past year. The cost of diesel gasoline being fingered as one of the reasons for groceryflation. In St. Albert, residents need to make $22.40 an hour to cover their basic expenses and participate in the community, according to Living Wage Alberta, a big jump above the provincial minimum wage of $15. Those making less than a living wage face constant pressure, providing the basics like food, heat and shelter stretch their limits. Affordable housing has always been an issue, but it is now at the forefront of the economic pressures some in our community face. According to the City of St. Albert, housing is defined as affordable if a household spends no more than 30% of its gross income on rental payments or 32% on home ownership costs. These include mortgage, heat, property taxes, and if applicable, 50% condo fees. A quick calculation reveals those earning a living wage of $22.40 an hour make $3,882 in gross income a month. According to the city's definition of affordable housing, that means this person can afford a rent of $1,164 per month. Those with a mortgage and associated costs can afford a monthly payment of $1,242 per month. There is no arguing these numbers are close to the line. Finding living arrangements at the above rates would be a trying task for anyone. The St. Albert Housing Society is one of many nonprofit entities in the area dedicated to helping our most vulnerable citizens. The society owns 29 affordable housing, the majority located at Big Lake Point, as well as housing for women fleeing from domestic abuse. Thankfully, the number of affordable housing units managed by the society is going to increase, with 36 new units coming online in the next couple of years, thanks to the development of a four-building complex in North St. Albert. The goal of the society is to have 400 affordable housing units available by 2040. The only way such a goal can be accomplished is through the cooperation of all three levels of government, and the giving nature of the community. As economic hardships mount for more and more people in our area, it becomes more imperative that our governments are hawkish with their spending. The nice-to-haves are just that, nice, but government can no longer afford the luxury. Nonprofits have well-earned reputations for stretching dollars beyond expectations. Governments can stretch our tax dollars by supporting them and assisting our most vulnerable citizens.